KTUS AM 1060 Tempe Phoenix and KSLX HD2 Scottsdale Phoenix is home for the Dan Patrick Show.
This program is paid for by Good Vibes Media.
Coming to you from a wrong turn off Route 66. Somewhere in the Sonoran Desert, it's James Out West, featuring Ryan Rooks.
Good evening, Phoenix and friends. How are we doing, ladies and gentlemen? James Out West as here, as always, with Ryan Rooks. How are we doing, brother?
Oh, man, what a crazy weekend.
It was. It was an unbelievable weekend of football, both on Saturday and on Sunday. Ooh, almost had an interception. If you're knowing what's going on, it is Monday Night Football. We've got the Packers. We've got
the
Lions
putting up some points, 17-21 right now. So we had a bunch of quarterback injuries. We had a bunch of crazy games. We had a lot of people go 0-2. Before we get into the NFL, I would love to talk about, did you see this Penn State where they had to punt on third down?
No, I did not. And that should tell you what I think about college football.
Football refs got it this weekend. So it was, they said it was typically intentional grounding. I don't necessarily agree with it because they said no one was in the vicinity. It should have been 2nd and 16. Instead, the officials made it 3rd and 16. Ultimately, they ended up reviewing this play. Still said then it was 4th down after going into the next play, and they lost the whole down.
So you're telling me the old white on the sidelines with the little that changes the yardage got it wrong.
So the little black and orange, you know, he flipped it one too many times, and James Franklin wasn't having it. They made it a point, and still it.
So he didn't call timeout and like get the.
Oh no, he pulled it apart, and then they reviewed it.
So they went back and reviewed it, and still wasn't able to tell that we've only ran two plays, not three.
I am going to read you from Sporting News. To make things worse, the call was reviewed by the booth, which was confirmed by Penn State was punting on 4th down.
Is the NFL's Al Riveron running the show to take care of this?
And then
this
they apologized for it on Monday.
Afterwards.
Of course.
That sounds like some stuff that happens to...
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so let's talk about quarterbacks getting hurt. So we had Tua with ribs.
Yep.
Andy Dalton with his leg. Tyrod Taylor. That was a...
hamstring.
Horrible. Carson Wentz, which I think is ridiculous that the fact that he didn't play in the fourth. I get when you're hurt. Is it injured or are you hurt, right? So when you're hurt, you play.
He wanted to play.
No, he didn't because he stood on the sidelines. You don't. You either go and sit on the bench or you go in the back and get worked on. If you can stand on the sidelines where a running back or a wide receiver might be able to run into you and you have to jump and hop, you can finish that game.
He's got two sprained ankles. He's a warrior. He wants you have to drag him off the field. He plays head first. He's a maniac.
You have to drag him off the field. He's been dragged off the field his entire career. What are you talking about? You have to show up.
Are
and
you
play.
Telling me that Carson Wentz is not tough? You're telling me he's not a
no.
warrior on the football field?
No.
Wow. You watch two totally different games.
I disagree. I'm
oh
not.
My gosh.
I don't want to discredit the man. All
well,
I'm saying
no, you,
is
you do. You like.
Okay,
anyways.
So I'm fine. I am then.
Continue. Right.
So we also heard that even with Tyrod, if Deshaun is never playing again for Houston.
No, I mean, they already came out and said he's deactivated just like he was the first 2 weeks. He's not going to play. They're not going to trade him.
No. And they're just going to wait. They're going to sit. He's going to be interesting. I love... We saw some crazy games. I don't think I've ever cheered in my house. I had a bunch of Seahawks fans because of my wife over this weekend. We were watching the game. Then we had put up all 8 games, and we actually cheered for the Cardinals because the Vikings missed the field goal.
Oh, my goodness. That was an incredible game. Back and forth, craziness afoot. The Cardinals did everything they could to give that game away. They were very lackadaisical with the ball at times. For as many amazing throws and plays as Kyler makes, he makes a couple of questionable decisions. Interceptions where the one looked like he couldn't see over the line.
Oh, yeah.
And just didn't know the defender was there because it was like he was the only person there.
And there were so many. And then there were so many open. Like that last touchdown, that was crazy.
It was incredible on both ends. Both ends of the field for both teams. My brother-in-law's, shout out Mike, shout out Patrick. They went to the game last night, yesterday. One of them diehard Vikings fan.
Yeah, and the other one's Cardinals, right?
The other one's a Cardinals season ticket holder. So they decided to go to this game. What an exciting game to go to.
And
to see the back and forth, to have that happen. And then for a bad bet, ladies and gentlemen, which we're going to get into, we posted it on the Instagram. I had a seven-leg parlay that hinged on the Cardinals
covering.
Winning. Just not covering. Just winning.
Just,
win.
Okay.
Just win, baby, like the Raiders, which we'll get into later. Just win. And then, of course, the Kansas City Chiefs to just win. Because, you know, Baltimore's down, I don't know, 17,000 running backs.
They're, you would think,
that they would get a victory. They were up 11 going into the fourth quarter.
Hey, Lamar, you want to go for this?
I went to bed.
Heck yeah, I want to go for this.
Wife came upstairs, turned the game off, put on Everybody Loves Chris, helped me with my headache, and I went to sleep. I woke up to a bad
to a loss
beat.
Hit the L.
In that regard.
It was crazy, and the Vikings do what they do and miss field goals in the end of the game.
I mean, I could have told you that. Greg Joseph, listen, if the Cleveland Browns cut you as a kicker and they have kicking problems, you're not a kicker. Okay?
If you get cut from the Browns, you got problems.
Listen, but real quick, I did want to get into local before we dive completely into the NFL.
Okay, yes, yes, very
true.
So
we got a couple of things
here.
Okay, so ASU lost to BYU. Can't make, Coach Herm said this morning, can't make mistakes like we did.
Can't do it.
In the first two games, like we did against BYU, because they're a tough team. I think people here were split. You got a ton of, obviously, ASU Sun Devil fans, but you have a ton of BYU Cougar fans.
Would you see U of A?
Well, we're going to get into that. This is the shining light of the local. We are, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, producer Aaron, but we are the home of NAU football. Is that correct? Okay, so the NAU Lumberjacks, the pride of 1060 AM KDUS Phoenix, beat the U of A. I'm going to call them University of Arizona.
This has been
The Tucson Wildcats got beat by your reigning, defending, I mean, the only winner in the state, NAU Lumberjacks.
It's funny. I have a couple of buddies that go to NAU, and I got so many texts just from random, like,
That's as good of an ASU victory as you can get.
You got to be proud about it. Hey.
That's as good of an ASU victory as you're going to get is U of A losing to, I'm waiting to see if he's going to catch that, sorry, losing to NAU. Also,
don't worry about James watching TV while we're doing the show.
I'm multitasking. Super incredible. The fact that when high school football makes it into the timelines on Instagram and on Twitter and on ESPN, it's for one of two things. Either it's a fake high school team that's playing with a bunch of juvenile delinquents, or it's something amazing, which Bishop Gorman, if y'all don't know, Bishop Gorman is a huge hotspot for talent out of Nevada, one of the best high school programs in the country. They were playing in a high school football.
This isn't a fake high school, right?
No, they're just legit. Bishop Gorman's a legit school.
Okay, just make sure.
Bishop, that's where Snoop Dogg's kid.
I'm trying to make a joke.
Plays Hamilton High School of Chandler, Arizona. It was on ESPN. It was a high school showcase game. The general Bob Carpenter was calling the game. I got to hear that. What's amazing about this game is Hamilton was down 24-7 with a minute left to Bishop Gorman. They came back and won that game. And one of the wildest comebacks you'll ever see. Score a touchdown. Get the onside. Score a touchdown. Get the onside. Score. Go for two. Win the game. It was incredible. It was incredible.
Hey, that's well coached. That's how you do it. If need be, I love those exciting games. Shout out to Hamilton Huskies
for taking care of business here local. In Arizona, taking care of Bishop Gorman, sending him back to Vegas with a big L.
Bye. Bye-bye. All right, so let's talk about one more thing with high school. And I know normally we always kind of get into NFL. So there's a kid out of Florida from Baker High School named Caleb Wagner. On Friday night, he broke Derrick Henry's rushing record for Florida.
For a single game.
So it was 502. The kid ran for 535 yards. That's insane. That's amazing. So shout out. Do your thing. Even though it's Florida, whatever, it's fine. Hey, do some. So just pay attention for that name because you are going to see this kid do some things. Again, Caleb Wagner.
That's awesome. Shout out Caleb Wagner.
All right, so let's get into some of these crazier games. We don't need to recap everything. You guys won.
I told you we'd win and not cover. We'd
Texans,
probably win by 10.
Yeah.
We won by 10.
They put up 21 points, which is, I'm surprised with
Tyrod is, listen, that team from watching them for four quarters, They're not a team that has given up.
They're not a joke.
They're not a joke. Granted, they do not have the talent to last four quarters, and that's what was shown. They were tied with a very good team going into halftime.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, the Rams barely won. I actually was scared about that because I had them picking.
Yeah, well, they beat me on a couple of bad bets as well. We can go over that.
The Bills showed up 35 and shut out the Dolphins.
Which is hilarious. Not hilarious, but if you do a little bit of research.
It is hilarious because we don't care.
So the last five meetings, the last 5 meetings between Miami and Buffalo has beat them by 35 or more, or has scored 35 or more points. Okay? Scored 35 or more points. Yep, absolutely. 35 or more points. That's last two games last year, the two games in 2019, and one game in 18. What do? They go down to Miami in the sweltering heat. Josh Allen doesn't have the greatest of games, but has a good enough game. Defense is the key to that game. They put Tua out early. Couldn't compete.
Yeah, that's another
injury. Won 35 zip. They look good. They ran the ball well. Singletary had a good running game. Josh Allen's getting back into the swing of things. I think we know that they're right in the thick of it when it comes to the Super Bowl. Overreaction Mondays, overreaction week ones. You know, the Steelers are making the playoffs in the Super Bowl, and Buffalo Bills are going to have the fifth pick in the draft. You know, no, not so fast, my friends. Back it up. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Back it up.
Well, we know that if you go into, what is it, like 11%
chance.
So it's not very good, and I didn't. We both picked them. So I think the other surprising game was, we knew the Patriots were going to win, but Zach Wilson throwing four interceptions.
That's not a surprise to me.
It's his rookie year.
Yeah.
At the same
point. I'm giving him a pass. He's on a bad team and he's a rookie.
Correct. I'm giving him a pass. 25-6 after what they did last week. I guess I shouldn't say surprised. It's more so like that's kind of frustrating. But it's the Jets. It's the stinking Jets. My Niners gave me a little bit of a scare with the Eagles.
They covered, though. They were 3.5 favorites. 3.5-point favorites. They
did
covered.
Some things for me. I'll
17-11.
Take it.
I mean, it was a tough sledding game, but, you know, it is what it is.
And now we're looking at bringing in Duke Johnson or Lamar Miller, so we'll see what happens. We'll get into a couple more games and get our producer in on his team.
Yeah, because we're about to bring up what we are, the home of the Las Vegas Raiders. And seeing what they did last week was incredible, and what they did this last week was incredible.
Oh my gosh.
They for real? Are they fugazi? We will talk about it after the break. You listen to the James Out West featuring Ryan Rooks on KDUS, 1060 AM Phoenix, home of the Dan Patrick Show, home of Rich Eisen.
Shout out Bowers.
Shout out to Bowers. Shout out producer Aaron. Shout out Aaron Rodgers.
Good luck.
Catch the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays from 1 to 3 p.m. right here on KDUS AM 1060 and online at KDUS1060.com.
Welcome back to James Out West, featuring Ryan Rooks on KDUS 1060.
Thank you, as always, CJ. Good luck in fantasy football. Heard you had about, I don't know, 47 points going into tonight. So now Rodgers is putting up some numbers, though. Rodgers is putting up some numbers, though, so we'll see. Matter of fact, right now, third quarter, minutes and change. First and 20, you got Rodgers wheeling and dealing out here. They're at the 21-yard line. Looks like they are going to
17-21 Green Bay right now. So they're about to score
thing.
Again.
It is a look play action.
No,
sorry,
no.
We're looking. Another flag holding down the field.
Okay.
All right.
So let's get into this. So one of the funner games was, are the Raiders? Are they real? Because I thought the Steelers were going to win this game.
Everybody did. So two things. One, their record reflects how real they are. They're 2-0. They beat two teams in the AFC North, two tough teams, two teams that were in the playoffs last year, two teams that have Super Bowl aspirations.
Okay.
But that's what the Raiders do, is they win games they have no business winning.
Okay.
And I think that is what's going on now. What, last year they went 6-3 through the first nine? Year before that, I think they went 6-3 through the first nine.
Can I ask you, is there a game that you have business winning? Was there not a game?
Yet? Yeah, Kansas. Yeah. There's definitely.
Okay.
The Cleveland Browns had every business winning that game last night.
It's the Raiders. All you do is win, right? Win, baby, win.
Win, baby.
Okay, so with that being said,
they're not the most fraudulent 2-0 team in the league. They're not the most fraudulent.
We like to bring on Aaron, our producer.
Absolutely.
Because he is a Steelers fan. So what happened?
Oh, boy. I don't know. Going into the game, defensively, we had a lot of injuries going on. We had Devin Bush out and Joe Hayden out. That was a big, big reason for some injuries. And then TJ Watt, obviously, did not make it throughout the game. So that was a big hit. But, I mean, obviously, our offense is where it starts. Ben's got to play better, and he's not throwing the ball deep that well. All over the board, they were having some issues.
He looked rough. Like, his throwing and, like, just getting laid out, like, it was rough. You guys have Cincy this week. Do you guys take Cincy?
I think so. I mean, I think this team is going to get better as the season goes on. I think this offensive line is really, really young. There's two rookie offensive linemen on our offense. I think it's going to improve. I don't know if going into Cincy it's going to be that way. I think we have enough talent to win it. But I think this team's going to improve throughout the season.
And I think out of all things, if your defense is stable and your run game is right with Najee Harris, with what you've done, I would agree.
Yeah, and on top of that, us having hopefully returning some players from injury is going to, on defense, should help us out.
All right. So
absolutely.
We got the pick there from the producers of the big man.
Well, I mean, they're back at home, too. They're also back at home. You cannot lose back-to-back games at home if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mike Tomlin won't allow that. The Yinzers will not allow that. No. I would take the Steelers, definitely. I think they're a 5.5-point favorite as it is right now. So
that would be my early choice. As of this afternoon, -4.5 Pittsburgh.
Watch that number grow by the end of the week.
So we saw the Saints look rough.
Which that was my call all week. What did I tell you?
Yes,
I said Carolina +4 all day. I had them winning that game.
You did. We had Jacksonville and Urban Meyer. You can't. So here's the thing: is that I've been really hard on them, but at the same point, they were 1-15
last
year.
They're a rebuilding team.
You're not going to be that great.
But I still don't like
Urban Meyer. I don't like him in that system. I don't think he's going to be the success for Trevor Lawrence. However, you can't expect them to, if they're going 0-2, like, that's understandable, perfectly fine. It's the Jaguars. Like, okay, all right, so let's move forward.
But if they're going to play competitively, like you saw right in the beginning, what Trevor Lawrence was like 7 for 9 for 93 yards and a touch.
Yeah,
and then I think he was like 7 for 22 for 93 yards and a touch.
And it's not on Trevor Lawrence, but you have 10 other guys on the field, and if they're not showing up or your defense isn't showing up, I get it. All right, so Atlanta did what Atlanta does, and Tampa Bay did what they do. 48-25. That's not even worth talking about.
Well, actually, hold on. You're talking about the Tampa Bay game.
Yeah, Tampa Bay, Atlanta.
No, it actually is, though, because what?
Okay.
What happened?
Gronkowski
Brady throws 5. Gronk gets 2. Defense gets
Mike Evans
Edwards
gets
2.
He got 2 with 75 yards, 5 receptions, 2 touchdowns.
And then look at their defense. 2 pick sixes by Edwards. Yeah. I mean, you want to talk about a dream day. Atlanta showed some fight. They still stink. They're still going to have a top 5 pick in the draft. And they should have learned, instead of taking Kyle Pitts, they probably should have taken a quarterback.
And you know how that game ended? With Tom Brady saying he's going to play till he's 50.
And with the way that it is today, just like Peyton Manning said on the Peyton and Eli broadcast, which, by the way,
he looks
rather than listening to us, ladies and gentlemen, because we are primetime listening,
because it is the biggest season in the NFL.
But this Monday night, Peyton and Eli situation is phenomenal. It is taking in so much great football knowledge. You get great stories. Peyton is visibly upset at times, visibly irked. He talks about it. He hates certain penalties. It's like you're sitting in a living room watching football with two of the greatest minds to play the game, and you get to enjoy that. This is a fantastic thing. Like I said, I feel bad for ESPN's regular crew because nobody's listening to that or watching that.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
DVR Eli and Peyton.
It's great.
And listen to our show.
Hey, I like that.
All right, so we got the Cowboys pulling it off.
They did everything to try to lose that game.
Yes.
You want to talk about bad clock management. So let's get down to the fourth quarter, 33 seconds. They still have a timeout. You could get closer. Dak is looking to get closer for Greg the Leg Zuerlein. Big old Mike McCarthy. He says he can't see.
Like,
he says that the play clock, he can't see it anymore. It's malfunctioning. Everybody else can see it. Apparently, he can't. He said he's listening to upstairs to tell him the countdown so he could call the timeout. They almost ran out of time. If they would have ran out of time without kicking a field goal and having a timeout, Jerry Jones would have fired him in SoFi Stadium right then and there. He almost cost them the game because of bad clock management. That cannot happen from a veteran head coach. It is inexcusable. Now, granted, they got the win, but boy, they got damn lucky.
It's almost like the Giants pulling off the offsides just to be able to get Washington
one more
time.
Jared Goff just fumbled the ball, and Green Bay recovered. My gosh.
Okay, so that was a crazy game. What killed me this weekend was the dang Seahawks.
What a game that was.
And the Seahawks blew it. I picked the money line on 9 different games, was on the charge. Yet to be said that the Chiefs ended up losing as well, so it necessarily didn't matter.
But to that point.
But it was ridiculous. And I want to get into a little bit of this more so on the ref side, if you don't mind. Taunting was ridiculous this weekend. I'm sorry, but Reed getting a taunting call because he stopped that touchdown and stood over. He didn't even necessarily stand over the guy, flexed.
Yes, he did.
Instead of turning around to the crowd and flexing.
Exactly.
And I get, you're going to say, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, well, it's the rules. You got to follow the rules, blah, 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 blah. No, that is a BS rule that takes away from football. You want to have fun.
No.
You should be able to stand over. I'm sorry, if a defensive lineman can come in and sack the quarterback and then walk away and flex and throw up all of his signs, do all of his different stuff as he's walking over him, why can't a defensive back do that?
Is he looking at him, though? Do I agree with the rule? No, I think the rule is stupid.
Okay.
I think the rule stinks. But when they tell you this is a point of emphasis, even though it may be a ridiculous rule, this is what we expect. You know better. Everybody knows. Do all your fancy dancing. Do your boogaloo shuffles. Do whatever it is
right,
the hell you want to do.
They finally
just don't look at the player that you just beat down and doing it. It's that simple. I understand. We want you to have emotion. We also want you to be a professional. You're also getting paid a lot of money to do these things, and you should be excited when you make a play. Just don't be excited at that player when they tell you we will throw a penalty. It's as easy as that.
So what if I start seawalking sideways? Is that like
that's not a problem.
Okay.
As long as you don't look at the bench.
Don't look at the player.
Look at the opposite side. Look up to the Lord.
Okay.
Thank baby Jesus for that sack.
Hey.
And keep it moving. Now, I do want to bring this up because this was kind of wild. So watching the game yesterday, I'm watching the Cleveland Browns game, obviously. And the referee, he gets on the microphone and he's explaining some kind of penalty. And I hear his voice. I hear his name. And I was like, huh, I feel like I know that name, Brad Rogers. And I hear his sultry Texas voice. And I was like, I think we worked with this guy. So many, many, many years ago, we're talking 15 years plus now.
Oh, is this the guy you texted me about,
yes.
The ref?
And so University of Phoenix, shout out UOP.
Yes, yes.
Back in the day, I worked with, a couple of us did, we worked with Brad Rogers. He was an advisor with us. And we talked football and everything. And he was a ref then. And I remember him going into all these things, and yesterday watching the game and it hitting me, looking at a guy that 15 years ago I worked with is now an NFL referee, head referee.
Receives white
the
NFL
hat.
Appointment. You said,
the whole nine.
Saying.
Pretty yeah. awesome. So shout out Brad Rogers. He called a pretty good game too. It wasn't too over the top. There was no ridiculous taunting calls like there was in the Seattle game, but shout out Brad Rogers. That's really cool. But yeah, speaking of referees, here's the bottom line is refs are a big, important part of the game. They should not be able to make and break what happens in a game, but lately they have been. You make one bad call here, you get a chance to look at it, you review it, you mess that review up, or you don't make the review right. Like, look at the Julio Jones touchdown. Julio Jones had a touchdown, they ruled a touchdown, went back and reviewed it and said it wasn't a touchdown, only to come back and go, you know what? It probably was a touchdown.
Yeah, I like that
we've got 8,000 cameras and everybody's got eyes. And this is the point now. We should not mess up reviews.
So, like, they've done a couple different changes to where if it's a quick review, then they'll instantly do it without it going up to the booth and
taking
time. But at the same point, just like with the rules, I don't like a lot of it. And hopefully they do some fixing. They have to address this.
Well, here's
that's
what's
ridiculous.
Wild.
Taunting should not be in this a problem to flex. I can understand if you're slapping a dude on the helmet or like you're physical, right? But to be able to flex on somebody, that's football.
I mean, I guess if you say so, at least that's football. I'll tell you what. Some of these games, and like I said, these reps are too important. They have a billion, you know, multi-billion dollars on the line every year with all this stuff that goes into it. And you're leaving it up to referees that are in a no-win situation. And then the people that are telling them what to review are TV producers.
Right.
Not football people.
It's not, you can't.
Not football people.
Right.
TV producers. People that cut and edit Survivor.
And I don't want to put it all on the refs because you can't necessarily blame him. But when it gets reviewed is what's frustrating, or the rules that are written. They have to abide by the law. I get it. Not blaming the refs.
And abiding by the law, we got to jump out of here real quick.
We got to abide by the radio law.
You're listening to KDUS 1060 AM, Phoenix, home of the Dan Patrick Show. You're listening to James Out West featuring Ryan Rooks.
Every Monday night, check out Ray Adams as he hosts the Monday Night Golf and Lifestyle Show from 6 to 7 p.m. here on KDUS AM 1060.
Welcome back to James Out West, featuring Ryan Rooks on KDUS 1060.
Thank you for that, CJ. And she let me know, or let us know, that she actually took the win in the victory against
Swords.
So she had 64 points.
Shout out,
Swords.
Rogers. But, hey, my wife came back 60 freaking points. That's crazy. I didn't think it was going to happen. Between Rogers, Devontae Adams, and was it Siebert?
Yeah, the kicker for
Detroit. Hey, get some. This guy, James at West, put up 201 so far, the most in the league for the week. I'm catching up to you.
Yeah, you might pass me getting another touchdown or two.
If Jones gets another touchdown, I'm at 193.
Look, I need about 40.
So we putting up some points.
I need 40 more yards from Aaron Rodgers to hit this plus 1346 same game parlay. I had TJ Hockenson, anytime tutty, check mark. Big Bob Tunyon, anytime touchdown, check mark. Aaron Rodgers over 277.5. That's all I need. A little payoff for plus 1346 for those keeping count. You know what I'm saying?
What did you say, $10?
Yeah, $10. Okay. So pay 144. I'll take it.
Hey, take it. All right, so last game of the week that we didn't cover, the Ravens-Chiefs. Amazing game. It ended with the flip. We had some crazy plays. But what I love the most about this, and for all y'all who are The Wire, the show, The Wire, fans of that, we lost Omar this week. His actual name is Michael K. Williams. Amazing actor, passed away. And they did, if you're familiar with The Wire, they did his whistle. So when he walks down the street with his shotgun underneath his overcoat, it's intimidating. And that's how they were introduced, running out of the tunnel. I think that was really, really cool for Baltimore. So
that would be
rest in
Baltimore
peace, man. You were one of a kind for sure. But it's going to be interesting. So we have the Niners, the Rams, and Arizona, Tampa Bay and Carolina and the NFC that are undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
The only two teams in the AFC are the Rams and Denver. So between those teams, that's crazy. If you really think about the Raiders and Denver and the AFC being undefeated.
Sure, but
it's only week two, but it's my dramatic moment of the night.
So here's what you need to know. So teams that start off 2-0 still have a 60% chance of not making the playoffs.
Ooh, really?
I think it's like 42% of 2-0 teams make the playoffs. So that means about 60% of you don't.
Okay.
So Carolina.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Carolina, Denver.
Yeah.
The Raiders. And who else? The Rams?
So we got the Niners, the Rams, Cardinals, Tampa Bay, Carolina, Raiders, Denver.
So how many teams is that?
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
So there's 7 of those. Based on those stats, let's just say 40% don't make it.
So yours,
take 3 teams out. What 3 teams right there are not making the playoffs? Carolina Panthers, probably the Denver Broncos, and probably Las Vegas Raiders. Yeah. So I mean, they're still fugazi until they're not.
Yes, hey, either way. And I also got a text from my uncle while doing this too. So it's he's definitely about the Raiders, and he's saying, how can you even complain about them? But
you can't. Raiders fans should be excited, ecstatic, get it while it's hot, because it won't be hot for long.
Yeah, it's not. I don't think it will be either, but okay. So before this game gets to be too crazy, did you see this crazy bet?
Yeah, everybody's talking about it. I would have taken the cash out when it was offered, and looking at the score now, you're going to see why.
So it was a $25 bet. It was a 16-game parlay. So that means this guy picked every single game, but he took Detroit tonight.
He took every game.
But if Detroit wins, he wins $736,000 off of $25.
And he was offered a cash out of, and I say he, it could be a she. Don't know.
Ooh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's okay.
I don't know about what you said of that.
Okay.
I mean, Jesus.
I don't care. If you win money, you win money. Cool for you.
He should have taken the cash out or her at, I think they offered $116,000
right
or $165,000. $116,000.
Okay.
Pretty sure that was the number 116. Yeah, $116,000.
So that's like
definitely would have taken the cash out, would not have rode with the Detroit Lions. I don't care if he's a lifelong, especially if he's a lifelong diehard Detroit fan, because this bet came out of Michigan.
So at what point does
that close? My guess is this is a Detroit Lions fan.
So, okay, I want to ask you if you know this, because I actually tried to cash out in my game to win $137 instead of the $640 whatever I was going to win when the Seahawks were about to get a field goal kicked and lose the game, and it timed out on me. It gave me the circles. So at what point can you cash out and still?
If you have everything in there, if there's an active game going, you better be in the lead.
Okay.
Your team has to be in the lead. And matter of fact, your team has to be in the lead and probably have the ball. Because if the other team has a chance of scoring, they're going to not give you a chance to pay out. If they maybe, and we're also getting a little bit of a delay here versus real time. So in real time, they might be getting ready to kick a field goal. Vegas knows that. They're like, hey, we got to take a break. Just wait a minute. Like, let's see what happens. Yeah, 100%. When we knew that we were going to get sports betting here, I knew I was going to be a cash out king. Any chance I get to cash out, I'm cashing out.
You've always been that type of guy, though. It's like you got to believe I guess you're a Cleveland Browns fan, so that's fine.
Listen, we believe every year that we're going to win the Super Bowl. And
right.
We obviously
know
we're not.
And then you cash out
delusional.
And you walk away from actually getting the full payout. It's fine. It's cool. It is what it is. Do you want to get into this week's games? Because I know we're going to do our show on Wednesday, so for all
it'll
y'all.
It'll be out Thursday for y'all.
We're bringing back the podcast. We're showing all of our picks. I had 11 wins, money line, and I had 7, maybe 8, because I took Green Bay, so most likely 8 on the spread last week. How'd you do?
Money line, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Did you just get a little 12, Latino in you?
13. Dude, I got 13 right.
Okay.
Going into tonight.
So,
money line, if we're going point spread, 9-6-1.
Okay, so you did
better,
2-1.
Better
okay, so
than
you
last
did
week.
Better than I did, and absolutely week one was ridiculous.
Week one was ridiculous for a lot of people, so I don't feel too bad. Pat McAfee, speaking of, he's on the Manning, Eli, and Peyton podcast. Oh, another fumble.
He got it back.
Woo, goodness gracious. He also said that it was such a bad week for everybody. Like, everybody was everybody missed. Everybody, what you think is going to happen didn't happen. It was incredible. Watching him say for second week in a row, his FanDuel account is at $0.
Well,
he's lost all his money 2 weeks in a row.
And they're doing something to where that they're, like, giving fans $10 and they'll reimburse it if they
Yeah, so
don't
basically if you bet it
picks.
With your real money and it doesn't hit.
So that's another thing to look out for. It's kind of cool. I've been
some
paying attention.
Some risk-free bets. They say, quote-unquote, risk-free bets.
I didn't like last week's picks that they did. I don't think that they hit. No, they didn't.
Trust me. They were very upset that their boosts did not hit. As they said, they might want to fade them. So anything they're betting, maybe bet the opposite.
Maybe. You're always in the other side of it. Okay, so then let's get into this week's games. So Thursday night, we got Carolina at the Texans. So
it's a Houston at home. They're probably not going to have Tyrod Taylor. They're obviously not starting Deshaun Watson. They are starting Mills. They have running backs. This is going to be a test. Again, Carolina 2-0. Can Carolina be 3-0? Can Carolina go on the road on a Thursday night on a short week after beating the Saints, go in there and take care of business? Defensively, they should be able to. Offensively, they should be able to. It's a 7.5-point spread. Oof. I have a hard time taking 7.5. Even though the Houston Texans stink. Now, I don't think it'd be a lot of points. I might play the under. But if I had to make a pick, I'm probably taking the Texans to cover.
I'm not touching
but
this game.
But I'm not touching this game.
No, but I'm taking with those points, I'm taking Houston for sure. I actually, these are one of the ones that were normally I hate that 6.5, 7.5 points. But I don't think Houston's going to be able to cover. I think they might win this game.
Do you think Houston will win?
Possibly.
Well, if Houston wins, then they're definitely going to cover.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Houston might win, but I'm taking Carolina with the points.
You're taking Carolina -7.5?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because they're like, they have that like shocking, they've been surprisingly good.
They've been surprisingly
better than
good.
What I thought.
Sam Darnold has looked surprisingly
better. I
still
don't believe, especially with Tyrod out.
I mean, what's that look like for the Jets? You know, they ship Sam Darnold out of town. Darnold goes down there. I bet you Teddy's looking at it going, I know I'm undefeated in Denver, but I didn't have CMC. I didn't have Christian McCaffrey. Yeah. I didn't have CMC Music Factory.
Yeah.
I didn't have the number one hits. I didn't have 100 and 100 behind me last year. You guys didn't keep me. You guys go and trade for Sam Darnold and decide to roll Sam Darnold. Granted, maybe we'll be led down the path that the Carolina Panthers are for real. We're going to find out. They're in a tough division.
Oh, he's trying to prove something. I mean, he did it this week.
Matt Rhule seems like he's a competent head coach. They knew what they were doing to hire him, give him that big long contract because they know it's going to take time. They were a 2-win team 2 years ago. Same thing in Jacksonville. Like, I don't know if Urban Meyer's heart's going to be able to take all these losses in the next 3 years of losing the majority of the games then you win, but that's what it takes to rebuild in the NFL.
Yeah.
This isn't a NFL. There are teams that go from worst to first, but you know what happens? You get a dynamic quarterback and you have a defense. Jacksonville may have a dynamic quarterback. Don't know that yet.
Yeah, they're not doing
it. They don't have a defense yet. We know this. Look at Peyton Manning, Hall of Famer, got his gold jacket. He's on TV. He's everywhere. He's everywhere you can look.
And his first
rookie
season
year
was horrible.
Went 1-15 and threw 28 interceptions.
Yes. Okay, so we have a lot of games to get through. You need to stop ranting.
That's not in my job description.
Oh, okay. Well, your resume says differently to me, but I say we need to get to some games and cover this stuff. We're not going to give our picks. That's for Wednesday on our podcast. But we want to cover these and get a little bit into them so you don't have to think too hard, okay?
Absolutely. All right, so after this break, we'll come back. We'll touch upon some of the key games of next week, give some shout-outs, and go into the night quietly. Y'all, James Out West featuring Ryan Rooks, KDUS 1060 AM Phoenix, home of the Dan Patrick Show.
Check out KDUS AM 1060 on 100.7 KSLX HD2. That's right, HD Radio on 100.7 channel number 2.
Welcome back to James Out West, featuring Ryan Rooks on KDUS 1060.
You heard the pretty lady talk about it. James Out West, featuring Ryan Rooks. We are watching the end of this Green Bay-Detroit game.
And,
Third down and 10.
James is on the edge of his seat right now and yelling at the TV.
I need Raji to throw 25 more yards. I need 25 more yards for Aaron Rodgers to hit this +535 parlay. With the two tutties.
Did you do this while we were in studio?
No. I did this right before the game started.
Okay.
Now I wanted to get that in right before the game started. I decided that sounded like a good bet to me. I need 23 more yards. Come on, Rodgers. Anyways, all right. So continuing on, getting into some of the key games of this week.
Yeah. So the next game, Washington and Bills, the Washington football team.
On the road? Are they on the road in Buffalo?
Yes.
And they're going to be without Fitzpatrick again, obviously. Heineke's starting. You saw that they had no business win. I mean, that game that they won that they shouldn't have won, that I thought they were going to win. They
right.
had no
yeah,
reason
with the
to
Giants,
win that game.
And then we saw the Bills do what we expected in week one, but they did in week two, right? They showed up. I saw this. This was an interesting stat, and I know this is kind of out of left field. Since 2017, the Buffalo Bills, ladies and gentlemen, have won 39 games. Okay, the Buffalo Bills. That was kind of shocking to me. The New York Giants and the New York Jets combined have won 36 games.
And Buffalo is...
Isn't that like... Isn't,
and Buffalo
isn't
is the of, only team that actually resides in the state of New York.
Yeah,
they don't,
because
they're not
across the river in Jersey, right?
Yeah, but they're not considered a New York team by most.
Okay, so...
Bag it, New York!
Yeah, so we're going to give our picks, but we're just going to run through some of these games. Your Brownies are going to be playing the Chicago Bears. Okay.
Isn't that in Cleveland?
That is going to be in Cleveland. We got the Ravens at Detroit. Okay. I think that's a pretty easy call. However, Detroit's been showing up. They played against us. They played against the Niners really well. They're playing. At least they started
the
game.
They had the lead.
Right.
They had the lead in this game a few times. So it's not like they're not competitive. They are. They're just another rebuilding team. So if you're playing a team like the Baltimore Ravens or the Kansas City Chiefs or the Buffalo Bills or any of these, the Green Bay Packers, any of these teams that have been established for a while that have the same head coach, quarterback, system for the last couple of years, you're going to run into bad teams. You should be able to put them away, and that's what this is tonight.
So, okay, let's talk about – so the Cardinals had the Jags. Now, that's -7.5. So that's it's a little bit of a bigger one, but I
would take it right now and roll with the Cardinals until otherwise notated.
I wouldn't take the over-under of 52, though.
No, I'm staying away from that because you don't know what Jacksonville's going to do.
No, you don't. And so there's a lot of decent games. The Titans showed up, and they're playing the Colts, who I don't believe in Carson Wentz. Again, like I'm saying. I know I'm hating.
And he may not even play.
But it is a -5. I still like that game. Chiefs and Cardinals, or Chiefs and Chargers. The L.A. Chargers.
Now, that's going to be an interesting game because you saw how Kansas City played so well Sunday night. Such an emotional game to lose.
Oh, you got the sack.
That stinks. That
stinks. And it's fourth down. Are you going to lose it?
Yeah, no, I am for sure because they're going to punt. They get the ball back. They're not going to throw. They're not going to throw. They won't throw again. He's going to run the ball if they get the ball back. So that's probably dead.
Oh, poor James out west. Oh, okay.
These bad bets. It's always one. Hey, that's what happens when you go for big money. That's what happens when you go for big money.
What Seattle did to me yesterday.
But Kansas City coming off of a huge emotional loss, Sunday night game, turning around to go play the Chargers, who obviously play very – now, they made the same mistakes this year they were making last year with Anthony Lynn. So, but, again, they also have a rookie head coach. I would say that the Chargers are going to play hard. This is a game that I'm kind of scared to go into because it's one of those things where it's like Kansas City – they're going to be pissed off that they lost that game. They're reigning, defending, like
Mahomes,
you said, Mahomes
said
football conference
17-0
and all of those things.
It's
hard for me to say that the Chargers are going to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. What's that point spread right now? +5.5?
It was 6.5 this afternoon. Let me pull it up right now while you're talking.
Okay. So 6.5 points. So they're saying they're going to beat them by a touchdown. What we learned last year a lot of times was that the Chiefs win and don't cover. The Chiefs didn't cover last week. Did the Chiefs cover week one?
No. They never.
So the Chiefs haven't
so
covered. Implied like, and I'm going to get this wrong, so I'm going to throw it out there, but they haven't covered in a while. So until they do.
Yeah, still -6.5.
Yeah, until they do, I think I'm probably riding with the Chargers to keep that tight.
I think the Chiefs will win this game, but I don't know. Like, it's so hard. Like, last year, we brought this up last week. Last year, there was a lot of, like, 12.5, 10.5, 13, 14.5 game spread. Now, they're a lot smaller, but they're still not covering. So, I don't know what to take. I don't know if it's still just too early. People are actually getting and understanding the Chiefs. But I'm not touching these right now.
No, and it's way too early. And I have my way too early pick three parlay that I already put in because...
So you go first because I just put mine together.
So this one was a little bit different, ladies and gentlemen. I took one team and I took two over-unders. So the Pittsburgh Steelers, and like Aaron said earlier on the show, thanks for jumping in here on Aaron and throwing in on this Pittsburgh Steelers talk. -4.5 right now. There's no way the Steelers, the Steelers that I know, the Steelers that I respect... are going to lose back-to-back at home against AFC teams. They lost to the Raiders. You know they're gritting their teeth that they lost to the Raiders at home. Okay. Now you have the Cincinnati Bengals, the team without an indoor practice facility, coming into Pittsburgh. I think they're going to beat the Yinzers at home. I mean, Big Ben Roethlisberger needs to figure this out, but this should be a game that they should absolutely win. So I threw them in there because I feel like that's a no-brainer. Then I did the over 54.5 Tampa Bay and L.A. Rams. I think it's going to be a slugfest.
Okay.
Bunch of scoring going on in L.A. in SoFi Stadium. I know it's SoFi, but that stadium is fly. And the under 55.5 Seattle, Minnesota. Minnesota shot their wad. Again, emotional loss.
Look at you.
Emotional loss. on the road, going back home. Seattle, emotional loss in overtime, has to travel from Seattle, from the Pacific Northwest, over to Minnesota. I can see this game being a dud in terms of scoring. So,
but they're only plus a minus one. You're not taking the.
I'm not touching the game yet. This was the three I came into. No, I'm not taking the spread yet.
Okay, so here's what I got, and these are going to be a little bit out of par of my norm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I am going to take Seattle on the over-under, okay, minus one. I am going to take Pittsburgh, minus 4.5. I am going to take New England over New Orleans, minus 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to take your Cleveland Browns against Chicago, minus 7.5, even though it is one of those ones I hate. I actually believe you're going to do it.
Wow. I don't know. If I'm going to take that Cleveland game at 7.5, I mean,
I might just end up taking the money line on that game. I mean, but I still like it. I do. I think you guys are going to try and prove something. And right. Chicago, they're who knows if Andy Dalton's going to play.
Andy Dalton,
they don't want to put in Fields because they know how bad they are.
Well, let me put it this way: as a Browns, and this is what's ignorant about the Chicago. I almost called them the Bulls. They might as well be. What they think
don't give
is
going to...
No, what, not the six championship Bulls. I'm talking about the Bulls as of late. Interception. Oh. Interception. I might get the 24 yards. I might get the 24 yards because you might get first down or two.
It's 35-17.
Hey, take one shot, baby. Uh-oh, take
James,
one shot.
James
right.
just hopped up. Oh, okay.
All right. Excuse me. Now I got excited. What were we talking about?
You were talking about Chicago and Cleveland and so Chicago Bulls.
I am emphatically wanting them to start Andy Dalton. Please play Andy Dalton. Please play Andy Dalton. That's how I feel about the Steelers. Please keep Ben Roethlisberger for like the next 5 years.
I almost would want.
As a Browns fan and as a Browns team, they had trouble with Tyrod Taylor and his escapability. What do you think Justin Fields could do?
Right, but here's the thing: is that Justin Fields is going to make a lot more mistakes. He doesn't see the field. I'm telling you, as a rookie. You can see he's not making his reads right.
Sure.
His offensive line stinks. Andy Reid. Oh my gosh.
Might as well be Andy Reid back there. Andy Reid. Andy Dalton. Either.
Andy Dalton.
Raggedy Andy. It doesn't matter.
He has a smarter mind towards NFL defenses.
I just want Dalton to play.
Either way, I would be excited if I was a Cleveland Brown fans. Like, why not?
Yeah, no, I would rather Dalton play than Fields. I think Fields would be able to give you fits. Just because
possibly
any mobile quarterback seems to give the Cleveland Browns fits.
If you don't have a linebacker that's watching, yeah, I know, I get it.
So, what other games you got? What else you want to go over?
So those are my four. Four picks that I would take as of right now. That might change by Wednesday. So when we do our show, it might be a little bit different. I am liking doing these parlay bets against the money line because so many of these teams are frustrating. To watch the game, and then you end up losing, even though they win. And I know that that's part of gambling, folks. But the money line is very exciting to me on a lot of these games.
And you have to parlay them together to get any sort of monetary victory from it, because none of us are playing with, you know, there's people that make $30,000 bets to win $5,000.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's one of those things, well, I'm not going to make a $3 bet to win 50 cents.
Right.
And like, it's just, you know, so it's all relative to that, to those things. Man, Aaron Rodgers, can you please play action fake here on 2nd and 2 with the clock running?
Okay, so while he's watching out there, so while he's watching, so for example, I took a 9-game parlay off of a free $25 bet off of BetMGM. I would have won $642. So that's the thing is that if you are going to do the money line, you know, you got to bet
fun.
10, 20 bucks, but you're only going to win, you know, a couple hundred.
Absolutely.
Now to say that that's not a lot for a lot of people.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, play with what you're responsibly able to bet and lose.
Be smart, and I still love that every time I log into BetMGM, it says if you're addicted.
Oh, yeah, they all have to. It's just like, the first thing you've been on here for 47 minutes. Do you need to call?
Do you need help?
All right.
Don't ask my wife, but.
like we said, ladies and gentlemen, Thursday we'll have the podcast out on Spotify, on iTunes, on all those good things. Tonight's show will be uploaded tomorrow. Shout out to Kayla for getting everything done for us. Shout out to producer Aaron, everybody for listening in. We love it. Thank you so much. Again, James Out West featuring Ryan Rooks, KDUS 1060 AM. What you got to say, brother?
One love.
As always, y'all be safe. Have a great evening.
Be kind.
Cheers.
Open the door.